The drama keeps coming in the NBA Finals. Last night in Dallas, the Miami Heat held off the Dallas Mavericks for a down-to-the-wire 88-86 victory. It gives the Heat a 2-1 lead in this best-of-seven series. NPR's Tom Goldman has this report.
If you buy the theory that playing on your court in front of your fans gives you a distinct advantage, then the Mavs were looking pretty good. Stealing Game 2 in Miami after being down 15 points in the fourth quarter meant Dallas was coming back for the next three games at American Airlines Center in Big D, needing three wins to claim the title. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle warned against that kind of math, saying, "Beware the home court advantage, especially since Miami was one of the most adept teams in the NBA at winning in an opponent's arena." Before last night's game, it seemed like the Heat had moved in.
They used to call me Jizzle with the stamp in the middle. When it's damp in the middle.
LeBron James may as well have been in his own bathroom as he dressed for the game, with music cranking from headphones sitting in his locker. And as TV cameraman and, okay, a radio reporter, recorded James being James. Such is the weird world of megastardom. We're recording, he's oblivious.
I'm in on that next. Traded in that gold for that platinum Rolexes. Might just take it from my record.
Off he sauntered to the training room, apparently a man of his word. After the Game 2 loss, James said, essentially, bad game, but no residue, on to the next.
Let's go, Mavs!
Despite the hostile environment, James and the Heat played not so much like they forgot Game 2, but more like they learned from it. Last night, Miami attacked on offense early and often, driving to the basket instead of settling for outside jump shots, something the Heat didn't do during their Game 2 collapse. Miami jumped out to a first quarter lead. It grew to 14 points, but the Mavs cut it to 5 by halftime. The pattern repeated in the second half. Miami would zip ahead, the Mavs would catch up, then great Miami defense and timely offense, and another zip. Here's Dallas head coach Carlisle.
The fact that we were digging out of holes all night, you know, it was difficult to overcome.
Dallas power forward Dirk Nowitzki, as usual, did his part. 34 points, 11 rebounds, 3 block shots. But for Dallas, it was the Dirk and pretty much no one else show. The rest of the Mavs shot a paltry 35%. For Miami, a symbolic winning play. Dwayne Wade passed to LeBron James, who passed to Chris Bosh for the clinching jump shot with 39 seconds left. The big three were big, with important contributions from several role players. Wade, in particular, set the tone with his aggressive forays to the basket and his aggressive leadership, which included chewing out teammates when he felt they needed chewing, including best player on the planet, LeBron James.
You know, he challenged me in the locker room at halftime. He challenged me on the court. And, you know, as a competitor, like I said, I respect it.
What did Wade say?
Something that I don't know if my kids sleep right now, so I can't say it.
It's midnight. You can say it.
No, my kids stay up late. You don't know mine.
They watch ESPN tomorrow. Yeah.
What was it about, though, LeBron? Was it about the Dwayne? Was it about the offense? Was it about being stagnant or roughly? What was
it about? Winning. Okay. It was about winning.
And it did the trick. Game 4 is tomorrow. Who knows what thrills or lectures await? Tom Goldman, NPR News, Dallas.